Chapter 3. Rachel. Friday, 12th of July, 2013. This morning, I have a terrible headache. It's my own fault. I drank too much again last night. I close my eyes and rest my head against the window, but when the train stops at the red signal, I wake up. Jess is in her garden, and there's a man with her, but it isn't Jason. This man is taller, thinner, darker. Is he a family friend? Or her brother? Jess walks towards him and stands very close. And then she kisses him. I can hardly breathe. Why would she cheat on Jason? Jason loves her. They're a happy couple. I'm upset. It's bringing back all the feelings I had when Tom cheated on me. I found out the way most people do these days. I accidentally saw one of his emails. It was short. It said, "I miss you." And it was from someone called Anna Boyd. Of course, I wanted to know more. And I looked for other messages from her. I found a lot. And more sent by him too. He told her that he loved her. That he'd never felt like this before, and that he couldn't wait to be with her. I was in shock and in terrible pain after I read those emails. But today, I'm furious. How can Jess do this to Jason? What's wrong with her? If I saw her now, I would hit her. The train journey home is hot, and there are too many people. I've had a bad day. I saw Martin Miles from my old office in the street, and he was obviously shocked to see me. I turned and hurried away. Then, an hour or so later, my phone rang. It was Tom's number. I didn't answer, and he left a message. But when I listened to the message, it wasn't Tom. It was her.
Rachel, it's Anna. Look, you can't call us at night.
Her voice is cold and unfriendly.
The calls wake up Evie and we can't have that. We're trying to get her to sleep through the night. It's hard for us.
We're trying to get her to sleep through the night. It's hard for us. We, us, our perfect little family. I'm angrier than I've ever been. She's stolen my husband and my house. And now she calls me to tell me that my pain is getting in her way. I've drunk 2 cans of gin and tonic, and now I open a third. I need to slow down. If I don't, I might call her and shout at her. But I keep drinking, although I know it's a bad idea. Saturday, 13th of July, 2013. The sounds of Kathy happily cleaning the house wake me up. It's early, and my mouth is dry. I lie and think about what I might do today. I could go to the gym. I could apply for a job. But I'll probably wait for Kathy to leave the house and then go to the shop and buy a couple of bottles of wine. I spent all day in my room waiting for Kathy to go out, but she didn't. By late afternoon, I couldn't wait any longer, so I told her I was going for a walk. I went to a pub on the high street and drank 4 large glasses of wine. Then I walked to the train station, bought 3 cans of gin and tonic, and got on the train. I'm going to see Jason. I'm not going to knock on his door. Nothing crazy like that. I just want to go past the house on the train. I know it isn't a good idea, but I'm going to do it anyway. By the time the train passes the house, I'm quite drunk. Are they there? Is that him on the terrace? Is that her? Somebody's there. I can't see well, but I really want to know if they're there. I'm going to get off at Whitney Station. I shouldn't get off there. It's too dangerous. What if Tom or Anna sees me? but I want to. There's a man on the opposite side of the train with short fair hair. He's looking at me. I think he's smiling. Is he? Or is he just staring? I'm not sure. I want to say something to him. I try, but I can't get any words out.
Sunday, 14th of July, 2013. I feel awful. The early morning light hurts my eyes, and I have a terrible headache. I lift my hands to my face. They're really dirty. Something's wrong. For a moment, I feel as though I'm falling. Last night, what happened? I try to think, but at first, nothing comes. I think there was an argument. Someone was shouting. Did someone get hit? I don't know. I remember the pub, the train, then Whitney Station. I remember being on a road, Blenheim Road, then nothing. My stomach turns over. Something bad happened. I know it did. I can't picture it, but I can feel it. I touch the side of my head, and it's wet. I look at my fingers, and there's blood on them. I'm starting to feel panicky. Then I remember the man. He smiled at me. He talked to me. But I can't remember what he said. What then? I don't know. I'm frightened. I'm still wearing some clothes from last night, but they're damaged and dirty. My body aches, and there are bruises on my arms and legs. I look desperately for my bag and find it thrown down just inside the front door with everything falling out onto the floor. The hall is a mess. The rest of my clothes are all over the floor and there's dirt and blood on the carpet. I take a deep breath and pick up my phone. There are two messages. The first is from Kathy, left yesterday evening, asking where I am. She says she's going to stay at a friend's house and she'll see me tomorrow. The second one is from Tom, and he left it at 10:15 p.m. I almost drop the phone when I hear his voice. He's shouting angrily. What's wrong with you, Rachel? I've just spent an hour driving around looking for you. You've terrified Anna. She thought you were going to... But I managed to stop her calling the police. Just leave us alone. Do you understand me? I never want to see or hear from you again. I don't know what I've done. Why was Tom looking for me? What did I do to Anna? Did I go into their house? Did I hurt her? I climb back into bed and start to cry. I wake up and hear shouting downstairs. My head still hurts. It must be early evening. She's seen the mess. I don't believe this, shouts Kathy. Rachel! Rachel! I get up and open my bedroom door, and she's standing there. What's going on? She asks angrily when she sees how I look. I've had enough, Rachel. I cannot have this in my flat. I'm so sorry, I say. I was really ill. You weren't ill, were you? You were drunk. I've tried so hard to help, but it makes no difference. I want you to leave, Rachel. I'll give you a month to find another place.
Monday, 15th of July, 2013. On the train this morning, the tears don't stop coming. What has happened to my life? How did things go so wrong? At one time, everything seemed great. But maybe the turning point was not being able to get pregnant. Yes, I think that was it. Tom started to look at me differently. I started to see myself differently. And everything changed. I've just started to calm myself when the train stops. And I look up and see Jason. He's standing in the middle of the garden, looking down at the track. He's just there, not doing anything at all, and it seems like he's staring right at me. For some reason, I start to feel afraid. Then the train starts to move again, and he's gone. Later, in London, I have a bigger shock. I pass a newsagent, and I see something that makes me stop in the street. It's today's newspaper, and on the front of it is a big picture of her. Jess. My Jess. The perfect blonde. I pick up the paper and stare at it. All I can think about is Jason, standing in his garden. Whitney woman missing. A 29-year-old woman, Megan Hipwell, of Blenheim Road, Whitney, has been missing for 2 days. Ms. Hipwell was last seen by her husband, Scott Hipwell, on Saturday evening at 7 p.m. when she left the couple's home to visit a friend. She was wearing jeans and a red t-shirt. She is 1.63 metres, slim, with blonde hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information is requested to contact the police.